Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Come fly with me, come fly away. But from where? From Dublin Airport or from Dublin Sean Lemass International Airport? Sean Lemass Dublin International Airport. Should we rename Dublin Airport, as one TD has suggested this week? Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Let Me Explain and I am Sean Defoe. And don't forget to hit like or subscribe or all of the good stuff that we want you to hit wherever it is you are listening to your podcasts. This is, of course, News Talks, Let Me Explain, part of the Go Loud network of stations and podcasts. And today, this one just caught my eye this week. So there is a TD. He has introduced a bill to rename Dublin Airport the Sean Lemass International Airport. And I love this idea in general. Not necessarily over Sean Lemass. I could kind of take or leave Sean Lemass. He's one of the Taoiseach I don't actually know a whole pile about. Although I believe Ian Dale has a very good book on Taoiseach out at the minute, which I'm sure someone will buy me for Christmas if I don't buy the Kindle version myself in between, that is. So, got me thinking, what should we name Dublin Airport? Should we rename it at all? Well, I've been speaking to Henry McKean. He's going to be on the podcast in just a little bit. But before that, Malcolm Byrne is the TD behind this suggestion. And I suppose, Malcolm, two points. One, why rename Dublin Airport at all is what some people might ask. Sure, it doesn't Dublin International Airport sound fine as it is? And then two, why Sean Lemass?
So first of all, I want to say that there are lots of other important issues for the DAA to address around lifting the cap and expanding numbers and ensuring the airport is sustainable. But I do think it is important that we would recognise Sean Lemass, who, in my view, was our most transformative Taoiseach. And I think that view is shared by many historians. And we don't recognize him. If you think about it, like, there's no major Lemass street or Lemass building anywhere in Ireland. By contrast, for instance, if you arrive into most of our major towns or cities, we've Connolly Station, Houston Station, Kent Station, train stations named after some of the 1916 leaders. And obviously Lemass took part in 1916. And I felt it most appropriate in the case of Dublin Airport because Lemass, as Minister for Industry and Commerce in 1940, was responsible for the establishment of Dublin Airport. He set up Aer Lingus. During the 1960s, when he was Taoiseach, he was very committed to the process of modernising Ireland, opening us up to free trade. He saw aviation as a lifeline and invested heavily in it. And I think many people would even regard that moment when, at Dublin Airport, Sean Lemass welcomed John F. Kennedy, that was a turning point in Irish history. So given his close association with the airport, with aviation opening up Ireland, I think it is a good idea to name the airport after Sean Lemass. I would say as well that I think people will still continue to know the airport as Dublin Airport. Just the official name would be Sean Lemass International Airport, in the same way as people will be talking about flying into Belfast, it's George Best Airport, into Liverpool, it's John Lennon Airport. It's not uncommon internationally that we would have airports named after transformative figures in their country's history. So I'm thinking of Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, Adolfo Suarez in Madrid, Mustafa Ataturk in Istanbul, Indira Gandhi in New Delhi, JFK in New York, Lester B. Pearson in Toronto, Pierre Trudeau in Montreal. So, you know, it's not uncommon for this to happen. But we still use, you know, the common phrase, we're still going to be flying into Dublin or wherever. But I do think it is time that we look at recognising Sean O'Mahony's contribution to the state.
I suppose the debate could be around, should it be a politician at all? If you were going to rename it, would it be better to go down the route of maybe a literary person, James Joyce Airport, someone from the sporting arena, rather than someone who is, albeit not a massively divisive figure in terms of Sean O'Mahony, but still a figure representing one party?
I think most people would view that Lamass, yes, obviously he was a Fianna Fáil politician, but in many ways he transcended politics in his approach to how the state should grow. And it was a very inclusive figure, and people will know as well, recognizing the importance of including all the traditions on this island when during the 1960s he extended his hand across the border. So I think if people look at Lamass's record, they will always see him as inclusive. We already have, and this comes to my point, we already have the James Joyce Bridge in Dublin. You know, somebody very much closely associated with the city. The difference for Lamass is he was very closely associated with the airport and aviation. I'm happy, you know, and open to hearing the conversation around this. But we haven't recognised Lamass's contribution to the state. And this is something I raised a number of years ago. If, for instance, if it's a local authority making a decision, so if it's Dublin City Council or Wexford County Council or Wicklow County Council, they normally have a process, you know, whereby estates or roads or whatever, there's consultation and naming is done. With a national piece of infrastructure, it's slightly more complicated. And I found when I raised this before in the Shannons, the Dublin Airport Authority said it was a matter for the Department of Transport. I raised it in a parliamentary question recently, and the Department of Transport seemed to refer it to the DAA. The difference between Sean Lamass was Taoiseach is Lamass made decisions. He wouldn't have tolerated that kind of messing around. He would have said, let's make a decision on a critical piece of national infrastructure and just get on with it. So that's why I brought forward the bill. And it clearly has started a bit of a debate. I would hope it would proceed. And I do think that it is a way of acknowledging a really significant contribution of the man I think most people understand brought us to modern Ireland.
Yeah, no, it definitely has had a debate, and people look at things like Jack Lynch Tunnel, Mary McAleese Bridge, etc., like you've mentioned, that have honoured other people. Just in terms of the text of the bill, and maybe the little bit of a nitty gritty, does the text explicitly suggest rename Dublin Airport and rename it Sean O'Mahony International or Sean O'Mahony Dublin Airport, whatever the wording would be, as opposed to rename it and let's have a discussion, as in if this bill was passed, it would be the O'Mahony Airport?
The official name of the airport would then be the Sean O'Mahony Dublin International Airport. So that would be what it would be known as, and no different to, as I said, you know, George Best Belfast International Airport. I still think people would know it as Dublin Airport. I mean, that's what people would refer to it, but there would be a recognition. And I think in terms of, you know, the signing committee, and people would see that to be the case. It's the same way as, you know, if you're flying to New York, you know, you talk about that you're flying to New York, and people might ask you, well, are you flying into JFK or LaGuardia? By the way, LaGuardia was a successful New York politician as well. You know, if you're flying into Washington, D.C., you know, are you flying into Dulles or Ronald Reagan International Airport? But in those cases, again, you know, people who contributed to the development of the United States, people will still associate with flying into a city. But I think this is about, you know, that recognition. And it's, you know, in many ways, it's no different about if you're talking about getting the train from, you know, Dublin to Cork or whatever. You know the stations and you know, that they're named after, you know, leaders from the 1916 Rising. But it's not going to impact on your travel plans or anything else. Yeah.
No, I suppose I was wondering, I was envisioning when it got to committee stage or, you know, second stage in the Dáil, and would everyone be submitting their amendments to say, well, actually, I think it should be the Gareth Fitzgerald Bridge or whatever, or airport rather. Do you think you will get support from your Fine Gael colleagues in government to name the airport after a Fianna Fáil Taoiseach?
Well, I think a lot of people acknowledged the enormous contribution of Lamass to the development of Irish society. And by the way, I think, you know, regardless of party tradition, you know, we should be acknowledging those who have made contributions, whether it's through politics or business or the arts or sport. We certainly should, whether that's as well through, you know, a statue, a building, you know, road. I think it is appropriate. A number of people have said, yes, they would. And in fact, you know, you mentioned Gareth Fitzgerald, like Gareth Fitzgerald himself, who, you know, worked for a period for Aer Lingus, very much acknowledged the enormous contribution that Sean Lamass made to aviation and to opening up Ireland.
Okay, well, Shuluk, we'll see what happens with it. Would you be open to other names? Because, I mean, one of the ones that has been mentioned is someone who's heavily involved in aviation and had a lot of success in Dublin, Jim Gavin. Too soon?
Could be too soon. I've heard others like Michael O'Leary, but I suspect we might have to charge him a significant sum to get his name added on. No, I mean, I've been campaigning and supporting this for quite some time about it being called Sean Lamass Dublin International Airport. I think as a state, we should be recognising who I believe, and you know, if you talk to most historians, believe was the most impactful Taoiseach of you know, in Irish history, and I think it is an appropriate place given his interest in aviation and given that he was involved in setting up the airport. It is appropriate that he would be recognised there.
Okay, Malcolm Byrne, Wicklow Wexford TD, and proposer of that bill. Thanks a minute for joining us on Let Me Explain.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Now, the aforementioned Henry McKean has been out at Dublin Airport speaking to people about whether they think it's a good idea to change the name of the airport. And if so, whose name should be over those doors into Terminal 1 and Terminal 2?
We're here at Dublin Airport. How would you feel about renaming it, calling it something else?
Well, there's no real need. There's no real need. Dublin Airport is a Dublin Airport. And
you know
Sean Lamass
exactly
Airport,
what
or whatever airport, is, whatever it's going to be called after that, well, it's... It changes too much, you know.
So Sean Lamass Dublin Airport?
Well, if they left the Dublin in as well, yes, maybe.
Maybe. And what do you think?
Yeah, well, Sean Lamass, I suppose, is part of our history and was part of the building of our new nation. So I suppose if... But I'd like to leave Dublin in, and I wouldn't take Dublin out, but I'd say Sean Lamass Dublin Airport.
So yes. There's the Jack Lynch Tunnel, there's the Mary McAleese Bridge.
Yes. Well, of course, we have all that, but I suppose we have other airports, we could do that too, you know, but Sean Lamass was a great statesman of our time, so I would...
And did a lot for infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely, yes, I would think so, yeah.
You're waiting for your grandson, who's coming in from where?
He's coming in from Perth in Australia.
So imagine the pilot, you know, if it was called Sean Lamass, he might get confused, or she might get confused, and not know where to land.
I wouldn't think so. No, he was born in Ireland, so he'd be well aware of all that. I'd say yes.
He doesn't mind what it's called. I'd say today anyway. He's coming for a break.
Definitely not leave it as it is. It has served us well over all the years, and I can't see why at this stage we have to change it, because it makes absolutely no sense to me. Where do they get these things from to talk about these people? Dublin Airport has been Dublin Airport for as long as I remember, 70-odd years.
You're from London. In Liverpool, you've got the John Lennon International Airport. In Belfast, they've got the George Best International Airport. Why not the Sean Lamass?
Yeah, sounds a good idea
airport
to me.
And being a Londoner, does the Sean Lamass name ring any bells for you?
Sorry, not personally.
Troy Parrott Airport.
Troy Parrott.
Troy Parrott?
Yeah.
You would like to see Troy Parrott?
Yes. That's a bit short term now.
That would be short term, so you would want something more established, perhaps someone who's died?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, maybe one of the ladies of the 1916 Rising who haven't been remembered very much.
Mary Robinson.
Mary Robinson International Airport. You'd like the sound of that?
First female president of Ireland.
How do you feel about a name change?
Well, I mean, I've seen other international airports with names of famous people from those countries on it. So, I mean, DAA doesn't really have a ring to it, you know. So, yeah, if they can change it, why not? Now, who better than Sean Lamass? You know?
I think Dublin Airport is fine because it's, like, recognised around the world. It was called Sean Lamass Airport. Like, he wouldn't know what that is, so...
You think people might get lost?
Yeah, I think Dublin Airport is fine the way it is, yeah.
Just keep it the same way?
Yeah.
Not Westlife Airport or Boyzone Airport?
No. I think if there's no problem, why change it?
One man who has probably been in more airports than most is Henry McKean, as he has globe-trotted across the world for News Talk to various different functions, and he's been speaking to people about renaming Dublin Airport. Henry, how's it going?
Hello, Sean. Thank you so much for having me.
So, look, we'll get into the naming stuff. What's the best airport you've ever been?
Wow, that is a big question. For me, I loved Charles de Gaulle Airport. And obviously, there's a named airport just there. It was beautiful. The architecture was fantastic. Okay, I admit, I nearly missed my flight. It took an hour to go through security. so the security wasn't great. But the actual airport was beautiful and it was clean. And then the gates felt like a five-star hotel. I was there not that long ago. It was the Rugby World Cup in 2023. And I think I missed the Irish team by minutes. They were also sitting in the area I was in. But for me, that's my favorite. My second favorite is Singapore. Singapore International Airport. Absolutely stunning. And I know cleanliness is a big thing. And even our very own Dublin Airport. I love Dublin Airport again because it feels like home. It's a bit like, you know, do you remember those old adverts, Homestead adverts, bringing value home? This is go back to the 90s. But there's something very Irish and very warm. And it's pretty clean compared to airports around the globe. And my least favorite, even though you didn't ask me that question, is Stansted Airport. Shocking. Beautiful architecture, but shocking. Too many people. They've got rid of all the seats and they've turned the seats into shops. So you've got to either buy something to sit down or get a coffee to sit down. Can't stand that airport.
Yeah, Stansted is particularly awful. Or what was that other one that Ryanair used to, or maybe they still do fly to in Rome? Not Leonardo da Vinci, the other one, Fiumicino or something, Cafe Date. I can't remember what it is. That's a terrible airport as well. My favourite has to be, and I think it maybe it's an Asian thing, was in Amman in Jordan. I was there once for a brief stopover and it was like...
Oh, beautiful.
Oh my God. It was like walking through some sort of a theme park or something. Big trees hanging over you and everything was real bougie and gold and just very...
Gorgeous.
Very Middle East money.
Well, this is it. I mean, you like that. Abu Dhabi as well. Very, very impressive airport. Beautiful. And I think it's so important for travelers to be able to feel comfortable and also not to get lost. I always get lost in Heathrow with all the different terminals and the different undergrounds. I find that so confusing. And I've missed so many flights. And I've nearly missed a flight actually going through Washington or Dulles, which I think was called after a former Secretary of State. That one is, they've got these kind of weird tram monorail things. Obviously, you've been there lots for work as well. Not a big fan of that airport.
No, it's a strange one. The Aer Lingus terminal isn't great out there. It does have like a Wendy's and all your, you know, that's kind of how I judge the American ones. What is the fast food that they've got? But last time I flew home United out of Dulles, and it was actually a much nicer. There was a Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Two doors over from my, they were like literally takeaway pizzas in like 2 minutes. It was, so maybe I'm just judging it on the food.
Well, no, you're right. Like LAX, love LAX. They've got a Panda Express, which is like a fast food Chinese restaurant. Unbelievable. And also, I love the, I don't think it's the Aer Lingus Lounge. It's just the Dublin Airport Lounge. I think you've got to pay about 30 odd euro to get in, but you can drink pints and you can eat. So you'd spend that in a bar in if you weren't going to the lounge. I really like the lounge. I know. I should admit that. God, that sounds a little bit diva of me, but I do love a lounge.
Yeah, you're getting very bougie, Henry, with all this travel. I hope you're using the News Talk credit card when you're getting into all these different lounges. You mentioned Dulles, and I want to divide these named airports because we're going to talk about Dublin. There's kind of two types in my head. So the JFK's, Charles de Gaulle, John Lennon Airport, they're after the people you know. But then you've got Washington Dulles, Chicago O'Hare. And I think if this... idea that goes through of, you know, naming it after Sean Lamass in particular, the Dublin would kind of be one of those in that if you're from Ireland, you probably have an idea who Sean Lamass is. if you're not, you're just like, oh, it's Dublin Lamass. Who's that guy?
Yeah, that's such a good point. And it does cause confusion for international travelers and pilots and stewardesses, or I should say these days, cabin crew. Because if you change the name, and let's say that it's a new pilot or a pilot that doesn't usually fly to Dublin, they'll get confused. And if I was traveling to Dublin in recent weeks with the Troy Parrott social media change Dublin Airport made on their social media, I would have been really confused. Even if you weren't a soccer man, you might have been going, what? There's an airport called after a parrot? But it can cause confusion. And you're right, Sean Lamass, not everyone would be familiar with this former Irish statesman that did so much for industrial growth and, you could say, modernizing Ireland back in the day. And I put that to an Englishman at Dublin Airport, and he didn't know who he was. And why would he? You know, we know that the English history books have maybe one page on Irish history, and that's it. So they wouldn't be great on it. So, yeah, like that. Why don't we call it after somebody everybody knows? Perhaps another politician, or you could say freedom fighter, or depending on what side of bed you get out of, perhaps Gerry Adams.
There's a controversial suggestion.
Gerry Adams International Airport. He's an international name. He's known around the globe. Even perhaps Guinness. I know we're looking into sponsorship there, but everybody knows Guinness, and why not just call it the Guinness Dublin Airport? Because they sell a lot of Guinness there. It makes sense. Why not mention Roy Keane? He was also very internationally known. Or even the band Oasis, who were basically Irish, called the Oasis Airport.
Now that would be confusing. Roy Keane surely has to be Cork, no?
Well, I mean, he's bigger than Cork, isn't he? I mean, he's country.
Bigger than Cork, really?
No, but you're right. Yeah, he should be Cork. And what about you two? Not everyone's cup of tea. Bono, another. The name has to be familiar globally. It's got to be a global name. Otherwise, as you said, it doesn't work and it can cause confusion. And like that, what do Dublin Airport want? I mean, I did speak to Dublin Airport, and they've actually said, they were very polite about it. They just said, we're happy with the name Dublin Airport.
I wonder, would the Bono Dublin International Airport app automatically download to your phone?
Well,
installed on iPhones across the world automatically.
Yeah, another $100 million given to Bono from Apple. Yeah, absolutely.
You reminded me there when you were saying about getting confused for the pilots of the fella, this real character who works the security checks in, I think it's Terminal 1 of Dublin Airport. And I remember getting there bleary-eyed for like a 6 a.m. flight. So this is what, 4 in the morning you're there. And all these tourists coming in and he's going up, good morning, welcome to Shannon Airport. Just to deliberately confuse those going on their holidays.
Wow. No, and like that, Shannon, I mean, we could have some fun with Shannon. Why not rename Shannon Airport? That's another lovely airport. You can get to America from Shannon, you can get anywhere from Shannon, and it's a quiet version of Dublin Airport. It's peaceful down there. Once flew there. It's gorgeous. I flew there by mistake because of high winds, and we couldn't land at Dublin Airport, and we landed at Shannon, and it was beautiful, and we were bussed back with a toddler that took 3 hours, and he screamed all the way. So I don't know why they just didn't just fly us back. You know, it only took 20 minutes that we flew. And like that, I love Lego airports. When I say Lego airports, I mean small airports, for example, Farran 4. And I mean that I'm very respectful to Farran 4, Kerry Airport. Beautiful little thing. Lovely little thing. And they do great pints, great coffee. And I love getting an Irish Dairy Milk chocolate bar, sitting in Farran 4, taking an internal flight. I know listeners out there are judging me for taking internal flights because of the environment, but you're in the air for 47 minutes and compared to 4 hours, and I'm in an EV, so make that 5 hours. So I do love a place somewhere like Farran 4. And this Dublin Airport thing, I mean, and renaming it, I think we're onto something here. I think this could happen. I genuinely think this is going to happen, and not everyone's going to be happy about it.
No, and but I like, in general, I think I like the trend of naming them, but you'd have to do them. So like you could have Cork would be Roy Keane. There is a statue of Paul O'Connell in Shannon, isn't there? So maybe it's the Paul O'Connell Shannon Airport. Mary Robinson.
There is a statue. Big thing. Yes. Beautiful
Mary
thing.
Robinson, maybe for Knock. You don't get the old Mayo connections going there. Dublin, yeah. I don't know. What are some of the best ones? Because I know you've been speaking to people. What are some of the best ones, people? I've heard the Choi Parrott one. A bit short-term thinking there. The Jim Gavin International Airport.
Jim Gavin is a very strong one. And Jim Gavin, obviously, five in a row, a very brief stint at being a politician, just literally stars in their eyes. Matthew, tonight I'm going to be a politician. How many weeks was he a politician? But if you just put that to the aside, his sporting achievements, and there's the aviation link there as well, the fact that he's involved in air traffic control and the Air Corps before then. Jim Gavin, and you could say, where are you? I'm in the Gavin. I mean, it has a kind of ring to it. Mm. So I definitely think that could work. And we haven't mentioned boy bands. Also, somebody said to me, what about ladies? I'm not mentioning enough ladies here and females. Perhaps we should call it, we've got the Mary McAleese Bridge, that beautiful bridge over the Boyne. Maybe it could be the Mary McAleese. And so many people from the north use Dublin Airport because it's an international airport, and obviously she was originally from the north. That could work. You've mentioned Mary Robinson, but even our new president, Catherine Connolly, that could help put her name on the map.
Could you imagine? You're 1 week in the office and you have an airport named after you. That'd be out of impressive. Katie Taylor International Airport.
Katie Taylor could definitely work as well. Like a sporting champion from whatever sport it might be, for sure. I actually think it shouldn't be political. I think it should be sport. It should be fun. I think that, or even celebrity. I like the idea of celebrity. The Van Morrison Airport. I think Van Morrison
James
is
Joyce. You could do go down the whole ride. The Seamus Heaney is quoted often
enough.
Of course.
Yeah, I actually like the sound of Seamus Heaney. Yeah, we could definitely go down the arts route. But it's such a great question. It's a great talking point. And I think over this Christmas season, there'll be lots of talk about this, propping up the bar. What should we call Dublin Airport? Even a lad who's recently retired, we could call it the Joe Duffy Airport as well. we could mention, or even Terry Wogan, another brilliant broadcaster. Gabo, it could be the Gabo or Gay Burn Airport.
Pat Kenny could be the Pat Kenny International Airport. He could do his show every Saturday, as it will soon be from there, maybe.
Well, absolutely. Or it could be the Defoe International Airport.
Not sure. The McKean has a ring to it. The McKean Lounge. Now, that's somewhere I'd say you'd go for a little bougie snack before a flight.
Yeah, and I tell you an exclusive here on your podcast. The reason why I moved to Ireland back in 1990 during Italia 90 was because of Dublin Airport. So we were living in Scotland at the time, and my dad got a job in a high fares airline that then became low fares. And he worked with this particular charismatic businessman whose name escapes me, who was also working in the airline industry. And that's why we moved. We moved here because of aviation. And even though I'm not involved in aviation, but both grandparents were involved in aviation, one of my grandpas helped aviation grow around the world. He was based in Moscow and also Mallorca after the war to set up now BA or British Airways. It was BEA back then. And then another granddad was in the Second World War he was in the RAF back in the day. He was a Scot and he was based in South Africa. So there's aviation running through my veins. And Dublin Airport, I feel I live near Dublin Airport too. And I feel quite very at home at Dublin Airport because that's why I came here. This is why I moved to Ireland. So yeah, there is a connection.
There you go. The stuff I didn't know about Henry McKean. Well, now we are going to have to put the McKean Terminal at the very least, if not the full name. Henry McKean, thank you so much. The one last name I will throw out there that I jokingly suggested to someone would, of course, the Conor McGregor Airport is what Donald Trump might suggest. And they made the point that it would very easily become the notorious DUB on the airline signals. So
yeah,
that could be
infamous. Infamous.
Certainly infamous. Henry McKean, thanks a million.
Thank you.
So let us know what you think. Who would you name? Dublin Airport, Cork Airport, Shannon, Knock, Waterford, Farran Ford, Donegal, whatever airport you like, who would you name it after and why? You can get in touch with me on social media. Sean Defoe News is my Instagram page, and that's where I will be taking some of your suggestions, some of which we may have already stolen in the course of this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, as I mentioned, and I will be back with you with a fresh episode this time next week.
Hi there, it's Mario Rosenstock. You know your man off Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Have you checked out my podcast yet? Podcast? Is it any good? Well, I think so, Roy. Every episode kicks off with a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch. Huh? Followed by a great chat with a great guest. I like to call them interviews with a twist. The chats can go anywhere and often do. Check out and follow the Mario Rosenstock podcast on Go Loud and get stuck in.
With On Ice, Ireland's premium ice skating experience, where winter memories are made. Visit onice.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.